Thank you very much for participating. And I think you can see already in this short 1 hour which we have together, I would like to more go to the experience of kirtan, or not kirtan, of mantras, and then to give you a complex theory. But just talking about the mantras, if you really get into them, they will in turn help you to really become calm and alter your consciousness. They have this amazing power, and therefore some of these mantras are called bija mantras, like the Om and the Ram which we chanted, because the idea of a seed is, although it looks small, it can break a wall. Wow, this is even rhyming. Although although it looks small, it can break a wall. The seed, when it's proper, when it's placed, you see this a lot in India. It falls in a crevice in a wall, and then it starts to grow and grow and grow, and then break a whole wall. That I have seen a few times in Vrindavan, for instance. There is one mantra which has a deep meaning, and now I come to a dimension of mantra which is very important in my opinion, because there are certain mantras where you have to meditate on the meaning of the mantras so that they unfold their full potency. One of these mantras has been put on the little paper which should be on your seat or before you. If you, it's Asato Ma Satgamaya. Please repeat. Asato Ma Satgamaya. Tamaso Ma Jyotir Gamaya.
Tamaso Ma Jyotir Gamaya.
Mrityo Ma Mritam Gamaya.
Mrityo Ma Mritam Gamaya.
In this mantra, there is a certain nuance of prayer. From non-being, lead me to being. From darkness, lead me to light. From transience means it's transient, temporary, everything changes here, lead me to immortality. It's a very well-known mantra, and it is sung in kirtans also, and I would like to do this, and already here I request you to focus a little bit on the element of devotion. It's like a prayer, really. It's an affirmation which is there, and this is extremely important in the mantra tradition. They cover the wide span of yoga, also bhakti or devotional yoga. So I've chosen purposefully a mantra which is absolutely not part of any, let us say, spiritual tradition, and thus has a very universal feel to it. I feel that all the mantras, including the famous Hare Krishna mantra, which we will explain and then chant at the end, have this universal dimension. It is that they are sometimes used by specific religious or cultural groups, but in their essence, they carry the sound of universality, like the Om and the Ram have, which you have done already. So wherever one is, if one is a Christian or a Hindu or Muslim in terms of religious tradition, or if one has no religion at all, one can identify with the deep message. So let us sing this now. I will request Gokrishna to take the melody and Madhava to help us with the rhythm. The Madanga. It's there, I thought. Asatoma. Yes. Sat. Yes. Yes, we sing so many songs, we have to first find this. Yes, this is the right one. Asatoma Satgamaya. I sing the whole thing. Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityoma Mritam Gamaya Asatoma Satgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityoma Mritam Gamaya. As I continue to sing in the sing and response way, please, when I sing, just look at the English so that you can know the meaning and connect with the meaning. And again, let the sound vibration do its work on your consciousness. Asatoma Satgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityoma Mritam Gamaya Asatoma Satgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityoma Satoma Satgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityoma Amritam Gamaya Asatoma Satgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityoma Amritam Again, please, you sing very nicely, but please focus your attention also on the meaning and feel that something like devotion, a request, comes up in your heart. So the sound and the way it is sounded is important here. Asatoma Satgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Sato Ma Sadgamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityoma Amritam Gamaya Anaso Satoma Sadgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityoma Amritam Gamaya Asatoma chants mantras like this, you can say by the constant repetition of it, it's almost as if new neural pathways are created. Think of your mind or your this time as not as a singular monkey. That's only a function of the mind, but think of your mind like a forest. There's so many things in a forest. This type of tree, that type of vegetation, a river, a small rivulet, fruits, pebbles, old wood, a lot. Mushrooms even. What is known of this forest is actually very little. What is known to a normal person of himself is a small little excerpt of his personality. It's what he sees from the paths which he has taken and which he takes always new, but he goes with the same paths. Gokrishna and myself were just in Serbia, and there was a forest which was planted on what used to be a desert. And It was a wild forest with a variety of species in it, even wolves. And the trees were so different from each other. It was like a nature-protected area. So a very small path run through it, really this wide only. And obviously we stayed on the path and then did the round, which was 3 kilometers. And I said to Gaur Krishna, there's so much more of the forest which we don't see because we are just on this small little path. So many of us, if not most, are going again and again the same trodden paths of thoughts and are not considering any new paths. There are actually no new paths which we have gone. New paths appear only when you walk them. That's how they come about. But we rather stick to the safe, or let us better say, the habitual paths, the thoughts we are accustomed to. And in this way, little growth is possible. But when we chant such mantras like this one, and we contemplate these concepts, the meanings of it, not concept, the meaning, from non-being, that means my life now, lead me to eternal being. From darkness, wow, that means illusion, lead me to light. From transience, that is coming and going, birth and death, lead me to immortality. This is an amazing thought. My spiritual master often was found saying to his audience, people nowadays don't know that they can stop death. It's possible. It's possible to live eternal. So this also, this as an introduction, leads me to our last exercise today, the chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. While I talk, I request Badahari Prabhu, who will sing, or you can bring the harmonium to him, so that on clue he can sing. He is my melody maker, you know. He is composing melodies. It's very, yeah, you have a first-class teacher amongst you, Badahari Prabhu. So you might have seen that in this community, which meets in the temple in the evening, a lot of emphasis is put on the Hare Krishna mantra. They sing again and again. They speak it again and again. They hear it again and again. It doesn't stop. When they come out of the temple, they greet each other, Hare Krishna, and so on. So you might ask yourself, why this emphasis? Are there not other kirtan songs? Rest assured, we have thick books, song books like this, with many, many kirtans. But still we prefer when we get together, sometimes for days, to sing the Hare Krishna mantra. Badahari and myself have met the last time in USA, in the Blue Ridge Mountains, a beautiful area of America, and we had a festival, imagine, where 2,000 plus singers came, and for 3 to 4 days we just chanted this one mantra. Now a newcomer might think, what is this? Are you not in danger to become crazy? To always repeat only one thing. You know, imagine you meet someone on the stairs who says, my shoe, my shoe, my shoe, and that's all what he says. You will think after some time, my God, take a new shoe. I buy you a set of shoes, but stop saying my shoe, you know. it's not good for you, you know. like this, no, is it not? A newcomer might say like this. But see, they have not understood the idea of mantra. Mantra is something like a portal. You understand? The word portal, like a door, open door, which leads you into a total different realm, with the difference that you take the portal with you, the door with you. In other words, you take the mantra with you, a portal or a door you pass through and leave it behind. But the mantra shows you more and more of its nature as you take it along into this entirely spiritual realm. It never stops surprising you. It never stops in showing you new things. It's like food for those who go on the spiritual journey. Or it's like a guide who shows you the paths as you move forward in your journey. In the ancient scriptures, the Hare Krishna mantra is called a Maha mantra. Maha means main, special, standing apart from the rest. Maha mantra. Why? Because it contains in it, now this is a very, very difficult thing to confer to a new audience, but let me try. It contains in it the highest secret of spirituality, which is called rasa. Who has heard the word rasa before? Yeah? No problem if you have not heard. That's why you are in the Keta course. Rasa means a certain taste. A taste that is at once superior and different from anything you can experience in this world. It's a divine taste, if you so want, an otherworldly taste, a transcendental taste, a taste of what lies beyond the experience of the senses, and it unfolds in ever and ever new ways. Sometimes we call it a nectarian ocean, constantly explaining with huge billowing waves. In other words, when you enter the area of rasa, or divine relationship, a connection with divinity, at that time you have such wonderful tastes that make you absolutely oblivious to what goes on in the world. So that's how it is described. And on your path with the mantra, with the Hare Krishna mantra, you will begin to feel more and more of this. Let me just say at the end, Kale Doshe Nideya Rajan. There's a typical Vedic text in the Bhagavad Purana. It appears, it says, we live in an ocean of faults. However, there's one good quality that is simply by singing the names of Krishna, Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya, one attains freedom from the faults, you know, one is no longer affected by them, one is on the safe side, so to say, and Paramgatit, one attains the supreme goal. So I invite you now, wow, we are so much on time that I can't stop to think you are a special group. Everything goes ping, ping, ping. I want to invite you to make an experience to chant the Hare Krishna Ma mantra. I have requested Badahari Prabhu to sing it. I have asked him to sing a special melody, which we too, this is my assistant Gaur Krishna, we are called the Gaur Krishna Bhajan Band. Yes. We are not very known. No problem. we are going for other goals. No, but they knew us at the Serbian border control. So no. So, but we are not in this at all. We are not interested in this at all. And we have learned this melody from Badahari, so we want to learn it also from him now, because something may not be just right. So I request you to sing now the Hare Krishna mantra. I request you to sit properly and to do something. Widen your chest, please, by pulling your shoulders up, look at me, I don't look at you, so that you don't feel embarrassed. And then roll the shoulders back like this, please. And then you sit there happily and you chant the Ma mantra. And again, let these powerful names, these divine names, work on your consciousness. You can chant them just like this, or you can chant also by keeping the meaning of the mantra alive and in your heart. That is, please accept me, or please accept me in your service, or whatever. It's really a mantra for connecting with the divine reality, for leaving a little bit your daily world and entering through a portal of the Maha Mantra, which is offered in the Kirtan, and then find yourself in a new territory where you can make your own discoveries. That's very important, your own discoveries. So, Ravi, you brought your flute with you? Not at this moment. No problem. So, please. Onpi, of course. Thank you.
Krishna, 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 Krish
Nama.
Amen. Hare
Krishna.
Thank you very much for participating in this workshop. It was important for me to focus on two aspects of mantra. In kirtan, as you know, we chant mantras. The mantras always, in whatever tradition, in whatever lineage they come, have this one goal: to free the mind from unwanted occupation. In particular, the constant roaming of the mind through this world, like the trunk of an elephant, accepting and rejecting, liking, disliking, becoming attached and becoming detached, taking something up, letting it fall down. This restless mind is delivered by the help of a sound vibration to which the mind clings and which is powerful enough to lead, and that's the second dimension, to lead the mind into a sacred space, an inner space, an experience of what lies beyond the world of dualities. We chanted Om, because here we can see the power of the mantra as being a seed mantra, something which contains a deep spiritual truth as it grows and unfolds. We chanted Ram, And then we ventured into chanting a mantra where it's important to develop already the devotional element of bhakti, this asatomat ma satgama mantra, which is a prayer, really, or a request or an affirmation to leave the temporary and come to the eternal. And we ended with the Maha Mantra, which opens to us a new dimension of experience, a higher taste in relationship with divinity in the form in which we are appreciating it most. Yeah, so I want to close this now. I thank you very much for being patient. Patient is not the word. And just a nice, a good group. Just a short invitation. Alicia and myself plan our first appearance together. That is this evening at 7:30, where you will learn something totally different from the bhakti tradition, the power of katha. It is a narration, you know, an intellectual, a master of the Vedas meets a God-intoxicated saint, and what happens in their exchange is quite interesting and quite intriguing. So we will go from 7:30 to 8:30 and then start with the kirtan like on all days. You are cordially invited. It's for free. Or we have, of course. And now I wish you a nice lunch and a good fire of digestion. Hare Krishna.